good,
the bad,
and
the ugly.
The ugly. With Terence Pillay.
Good morning, Terence.
Good morning, Darren.
What do you have for us today?
It's all good this morning. Tell you what. He's a multi-talented rapper. He's a record producer. And with millions of social media followers, he has a unique blend of music styles. He's an offbeat view of the world and a wacky sense of fashion. I don't know if you know Ricky Rick, Durban guy. He's now one of the new coaches on The Voice that's coming up.
The Voice SA?
The Voice SA.
No ways.
And guess what? I got an exclusive interview with him this past week.
Of course you did.
Take a listen.
Ricky Rick, top of your game. So how does someone who studied video production or film production go on to become one of the biggest hip-hop stars in this country?
So I went to film school to run away from doing a communications degree. I went to film school more as an escape from traditional education and traditional university. And while I was in those rooms editing and you know, trying to do sound design for my films, I discovered that I knew how to make beats. And I'd never tried to make beats before that. So that was just a blessing, you know. If learning how to do music through film really started what this is right now.
So could you play an instrument? Were you musical growing up?
Not at all. No instruments. No. I was always good at physically doing things without having to read them or, you know, without having to cram the information in my brain. Practicality is one of my strongest suits.
So in terms of music, did that happen quite organically for you? Or was there a specific moment you realized, hey, wait a minute, I'm good at this and this can work?
Yeah, I think there's that moment where you sort of have the talent show moment where, you know, you step on stage in front of your school and everyone screams for you and says, oh, that's amazing, you did so good. And for the next 3 days, everyone's talking about that. I had a few of those moments in my life, but I never took it seriously enough to think I need to pursue this as my life as a whole.
Let's talk about the state of hip-hop music in South Africa. How different is it from, you know, the world over?
South Africa, we're a very possessive country, and it took a very, very long time for hip-hop to break through because it didn't feel like something of our own. Now it's developed to a point where it's opened up. You can have an artist like, God rest his soul, HHP, introduce Motswako style to hip-hop, and it had lots of resistance at the beginning, but he kept pushing it and kept pushing it, and it eventually worked, and that opened up doors for people like me, for people like a Pro Kid, like people like a Casper Nyovest. And now you have a new generation that's also doing something completely different from what we know as something that will be accepted by South Africa as a whole.
Perhaps it's this very fusion of bringing in, say, some Kwaito beats and that kind of thing into hip-hop. Maybe that's what differentiates us from the rest of the world and what makes it so unique here.
Yeah, that's definitely one of the elements. I mean, Kwaito artists are hip-hop artists with less repetition or more repetition. That's the only thing that really differentiates us. But we always wanted to be them. They always wanted to be us. And when we meet in the middle, we create something that the world doesn't have at all, and something of our own.
Let's talk a bit about Durban. How linked are you to Durban still?
You know, Durban will always be my home. Durban will always be my birthplace. It will always be the place I need to go when I need to clear my mind and get away from the craziness, you know. But, you know, we've moved around so much that I've considered myself now a citizen of every province and a citizen of many languages, even though I only speak Zulu. The Venda people want me to speak Venda. The Cape Town people want me to explain to other people that I used to live in Cape Town. Joburg people want you to be a Joburg person. So, you know, you've got to have places where you can go back to your spirit, and my spirit will always be in Durban, even though I'm everywhere.
What a nice guy.
I have to tell you, you know, you expect all this kind of
ego,
bravado,
attitude,
and ego and yeah, attitude and stuff that comes with being in that world. Mm. But he is the nicest guy I'd ever met. And coming up, we get a little more personal.
Okay.
The good.
The good.
The bad.
The bad.
And
the ugly.
The ugly. With Terence Pillay.
And today, it's all about Ricky Rick, Durban boy made good in the rap hip-hop scene. And now, the new coach of The Voice SA. I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah, you know, he's born in Durban, in Kwamashu, actually. And he made his way to Johannesburg to pursue a career in film, but ended up teaching himself how to produce music as part of a school project. And now look at him.
Wow.
Take a listen.
What was growing up like? Eight brothers?
Yeah.
What was that like?
Eight brothers, some official, some unofficial. It was amazing. I mean, growing up in Wamash was amazing because it was all of my brothers, at least three of them at the time. And before we moved, it was almost like we moved to Pietermaritzburg first, then moved to Cape Town. But growing up in Durban, it felt like a family home that we see on TV. And my grandmother made a point at making sure that we knew that family was first, making sure that we knew that there's always a place that we need to have, that we can go back to and find ourselves, not just by yourself, but with your brothers, with your sisters, with your aunties. We always all live together with all of our cousins. And, you know, my mother used to go work and go study in London, and we knew that it wasn't a problem because we'd always be surrounded by family. That's how we always grew up. And it was an amazing journey. And as the years went on, it just kept, the family just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And I think that sort of made us strong individuals.
And right now, are you still quite close to all of your family?
To tell you the truth, the one thing I regret about this journey that I've been on is that it's taken away a lot of time that I get to have with my broader family. Obviously, with my wife and kids, we're very, very, very close. We work together. I regret not being able to spend enough time and know my broader family as an adult. I think that's very important.
So, Ricky, you know, there are so many kids out there, just dreamers, living in Durban with these big dreams. How do they get to be you?
Well, the first thing what we need to do is break down the misconception and the idea that Durban is a small town. We've sort of been injected with a small town mentality. That's definitely true. But we're the biggest city in the country, the most influential city in the country. I've been listening to all the albums that have come out recently in the past couple of months, the really good albums, and they all come from Durban artists, unknown artists, and there's more. The Qom movement, even the resurgence of Kwaito, all started in Durban. The Qom movement, Durban. The Afro Soul resurgence, it's all artists that are from Durban, or Zulu-speaking artists, and that's something we need to be proud of, and not only look at that and say we have a voice when it comes to entertainment only. The ideas are coming from our city, and we need to represent that more. We need to realize that Durban is where it's at, not just for award shows and not just for December, but we are the influencers of the whole country over.
And of course, you're now on The Voice. How are you finding this gig?
That's amazing. I mean, you know, I'm a rapper. And I acknowledge I'm a rapper. I acknowledge that there are people who were born with talent that crosses mine over. But I feel like this is an opportunity for all those kids who think, oh, I can't ever get there because I do this type of music, or I would never get on a stage like that. They told us that we wouldn't be able to, you know, close a New Year's Eve set, you know. They told us we'd never be able to perform at a Durban July and make a little bit of money. They told you you'd never be able to go to London and take a music like Qom to London. But all those things are happening, you know. Don't let them go. It's going to be me now, and after me, there's going to be 10 more. Just don't let go of those opportunities, because we've seen what can happen when we start spreading our love throughout.
Fabulous story,
yeah? Yeah, he's a great guy, and we can call him our own, yeah, because he's from here. You know, all great people come from Durban, as far as I'm concerned.
Quite right. Quite right. Some of us just move here.
Touche, Darren, touche.
Thank you, Terrence. Love you, bye.